Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. All praises to the King of Kings. All praises to the Lord of Lords. We bless your name today, Lord God. We honor you, Lord God. We honor your presence. And we thank you, Lord God, that you are omnipotent. Oh, my God, all the power, all the glory, all the honor belong to you. That you are here, there, and everywhere, omnipresent. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Father, we thank you that we can count on you. We can't count on this arm of flesh, but we can count on you. You are faithful. You are loyal. You won't ever leave us. You won't ever forsake us, oh, God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise to your name. Honor to your name. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. Because, Lord, without you, we don't know where we would be. We don't know what we would be doing. But because of you, we're able to honor you, to bless you, to be guided by you. Guide us, O thy great Jehovah. Keep our soul, O God, and deliver us, Lord God. O God, be pleased, O Lord, to deliver us. O God, deliver us in your righteousness. Deliver us, O God, out of the hand of the enemy. Deliver us from our persecutors. Deliver us, O God, out of great waters in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, remember, O God, the hurricanes that are out there headed towards different cities in the nation. O God, we ask you, Lord, to gouge the eye, gorge out the eye of the hurricanes. Blind them so they can't see which direction to go in, oh God. In the name of Jesus, dissipate every hurricane that's out there in the Gulf. Dissipate them, oh God, so that they will not be a hurricane anymore. Oh God, stop the wind and the rains. We speak to the torrential winds and rains, and we say peace. Be still in the name of Jesus. But, Father, let your will be done in the mighty name of Jesus. We come praising you, honoring you, blessing you today, giving you glory, praise, and thanksgiving in Jesus' name.
Oh, God, this next generation needs you. God, you said that in the last days, you shall pour out your spirit upon all flesh. You said that the young people shall prophesy. And God, the young people need you like never before. For the enemy is on attack. So now, God, I pray against all type of gun violence. I pray against the shooting that's in our schools. I pray against suicidal thoughts. I pray against drugs. I pray against bullying. And I speak over the lives of the young people that they will not go into the hands of temptation. The young people will get back in place with you. They will hunger for holiness. And the hunger will be so great that it will be unexplainable. In the name of Jesus, God, I declare now that we, your young people, we will present ourselves as living sacrifices. Our lives are in your hands. We make the choice. We make the vow right now that, God, we will not give in to peer pressure. We will not give in, God, to suicidal thoughts. We will not give in until what the enemy has to offer. We will not give in until the plans of the enemy. But, God, we stand and we say we will be holy. We will keep our bodies pure. We will keep our bodies pure. We'll keep our minds pure. In the name of Jesus, we will not give in to drugs. We will not give in to drink. We will not give in to smoking. But God, we will stand for holiness. We will stand for what's right. So God, we cry out, purify us, Lord. Purify us, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for purifying the young people, the old people, the children, the babies, everybody. I thank God for purification in the name of Jesus. He's a great God and a holy God.
Welcome to the University of Biblical Studies, boys to men and girls to ladies. I'm your co-host, Micah Turner, from Holland, Michigan.
And I am your host, Caritha Gantlin from Jacksonville, Florida.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we come against the attack of the enemy. We ask you to forgive us for sins known and unknown, Lord Jesus. We thank you for everyone on this line, Lord Jesus. Let them be blessed in their souls, Lord Jesus. We love you and we honor you, Lord Jesus. We come against the enemy's schemes and his plans and his senses. They are null and void in the name of Jesus. All his curses are null and void in the name of Jesus. We honor you, Lord Jesus, and we believe it effective immediately with no backlash, retribution, or retaliation from the enemy in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we adore and bless you. We just continually honor your presence tonight, and we thank you for what you've done, what you're going to do tonight. Have your way, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we are trusting in you like never before. We don't know the way, but we know that you are a way maker. Make a way where there's seemingly no way. Father, we ask you to bless the fathers, bless the mothers, bless the children, the families, the extended families, the grandparents, the aunts, the uncles, the cousins, and everybody, oh God, in every nation, in Africa, Antarctica, oh God, Africa, Antarctica, Australia, oh God, every continent, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, North America, South America, Europe, have your way, Lord God, and we honor your presence tonight, and we say thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for what you're doing, what you're going to do. Well, we have a mighty woman of God on with us this evening, a young woman. She is from Jacksonville, Florida. She's going to pray for the youth and their families today. Good evening, Evangelist Laurel Brunson. How you doing?
Doing good, Sister G. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Amen. Well, Father, in Jesus' name, God, we thank you, oh God, for this day. We thank you, God, for everything that you have done. God, we thank you, God, just for you being God all by yourself, oh God. Father, we just praise you. We lift your name on high tonight, oh God. Lord, we ask, God, that you forgive us of every sin, God, known and unknown, oh God. Cleanse us, oh God, and wash us, oh God. God, from every impure thing, every impure thought, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just love you tonight, God. We adore you, oh God. We extol you tonight, oh God, for you are King of kings and Lord of lords, God, in the name of Jesus. You are the great I am. You are I am that I am, in the name of Jesus. You are everything that we need you to be, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, we come before you, God, lifting up our youth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we lift them up before you, God. They need you like never before. God, they need you like they have never needed you before, oh God. So we ask, God, that you keep our youth, God, in your hands, in the name of Jesus, God. Don't allow them to go astray, God. Father, you said in your word to train up a child in the way that they should go, God, so that when they get older, they won't depart from it, oh God. Your word didn't say they wouldn't stray, but God, your word did say they wouldn't depart. So, God, we pray right now, God, for every seed that has been sown into our young people, God, every seed of your word, God, that has been sown, God. We pray right now, God, that you manifest it in their lives, oh God. Those children, God, that have gone astray from your word, God, we pray, God, that they will come back, oh God, to the very thing they've been taught, in the name of Jesus. For you are not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you should repent, God. So if you said a thing, God, it shall come forth, oh God. So we pray for those children, God, those youth, in the name of Jesus, that have gone astray separate from what mama and daddy taught them. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray for those children right now. We pray for their souls, that you will snatch their souls out of the hands of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, that mother, that father that's praying for their backslidden child or children, God, we pray for them right now. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray for a hedge of protection, oh God, while you're working on them, God, while you're dealing with them, God. In the name of Jesus, we declare a hedge of protection over them, God, that they will not die in their sin, God, but they will live and declare the works of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for salvation coming forth of our youth. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that this generation will rise up, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and be everything that you have called them to be. In the name of Jesus, we declare over our children, God, that they will not be drug dealers. They will not be prostitutes, oh God. In the name of Jesus, they will not be strung out on drugs. In the name of Jesus, they will not be strippers, God. In the name of Jesus, God, they will not be dope heads and drug addicts, oh God. They will not be homosexuals and transgender. In the name of Jesus, they will not get sex changes, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray over our children. We pray, God, over the youth, over their minds right now. We pray over their eye gates and their ear gates, oh God, that you cover them now from anything, God, that is not like you, from anything that would try to penetrate their hearts and their minds, oh God, to cause them to go astray. God, we ask that you cover them, even the children on this line. God, we ask that you cover them right now. God, we ask that you release a hedge of protection around them, God, that no evil, God, will be able to befall them, oh God. God, I pray right now, God, that they will not die before their time. I come against the spirit, God, of premature death off our children. In the name of Jesus, death by murder, death by suicide, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. God, I pray right now, God, over our children, God, that you cover them with the blood of Jesus. God, that you keep them in the palm of your hands. Cover their family right now. In the name of Jesus, every family represented on this call, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask that you watch over them, God, that you supply what every family needs right now. In the name of Jesus, that no home will go lacking, oh God. In the name of Jesus, that mother that's searching for a job, that father that's searching for a job, in the name of Jesus, we declare it be released, God, so that they can take care of their family as they desire. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, I thank you for what you're doing. God, I thank you, oh God, that you're doing a new thing in this generation, oh God. A new thing, God, of youth, God, that will not compromise your word, oh God. In the name of Jesus, a new thing, God, in our children, God. You said, God, that in the last days, God, that you shall pour out your spirit upon all flesh, God, and your sons and your daughters, they shall prophesy. So, God, we thank you, God, for the children. We thank you for the youth, God, that are going to rise up and prophesy in the name of Jesus, God. They're going to cry out to you, oh God, God, for more of you, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, oh God, for an awakening taking place, oh God, in the youth, God, a shaking taking place, oh God, in the youth, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you for young prophets and young evangelists, oh God, and young preachers, God, rising up, God, and declaring your word, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we just bless you, God. We honor you, God. We glorify you, God, for everything that you're doing. And, God, we're declaring and decreeing by faith that it is already done, God. So whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So, God, we loose all these things now, God, and we bind the hands of the enemy that will try to steal these things, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and we seal it with the praise, and we seal it with the blood, and we declare it done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. Thank God for Evangelist Larell. That was a powerful prayer. Hallelujah. It looked like it was straight from the throne room. So we thank God for you, mighty woman of God. Well, we have Minister Lanny Smith on with Lanny McBride on with us from Jackson, Mississippi. I just love to hear her sing. God has downloaded so many songs in her. So I thank God for the creativity that he's placed in her. Good evening, Minister McBride. How you doing?
I'm doing just wonderful. How are you doing? So such a pleasure to be here tonight.
Amen. We're grateful to have
Amen.
You with us.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus loves me. This I know. Thank you, Lord. For the Bible. For the Bible tells me so. Thank you, Lord. Even little ones. Little ones to him belong. They may be weak, but we've got a God, he's so strong. Thank you, Lord. Jesus loves me so much that one day he died on Calvary, yes, he did. And it was on Saturday evening, I opened my heart, and the gates of heaven swung open wide for me. And ever since that day, he's been wiping away every one of my tears. Oh, I'm so glad, I'm so glad I let Jesus come on in. And tonight I say yes. Yes, Jesus, he loves me. And he loves you too. Oh, yeah. I've got the witness in my breath. Before I even love myself, he paid it all on Calvary. Yes, he did. I just want to give you glory, Lord. For the Bible tells me it's so. Oh, oh, yeah. Yes, Jesus. He loves me. Lord, I want to give you glory for your love. Thank you, Lord. Your love is real. Your love is real. Hallelujah, glory to your name, Jesus. My soul say yes. My life say yes, Lord. For I believe the Holy Book. For the Bible tells me, before I even knew I needed a Savior, he died for you and me. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Somebody help me give him glory. Somebody help me praise his name. Hallelujah. The Bible tells me his love reigns for real. Oh God, I am shocked. Thank the Lord God. Giving you glory right now. Oh God, thank you for your love. Oh God, yes, you Lord. Thank you, Lord. For the Bible. The Bible tells me His love is real. Oh God, thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Jesus loves me. Thank you so much, Minister Lanny McBride. That was a beautiful song. I heard her sing that the other day, and it was a blessing. Thanks again for singing that wonderful song. We appreciate it.
God bless you. Love you all.
God bless you and love you too.
Amen.
Yes.
Our lesson tonight will be taught by Sister G. Please feel free to listen and participate.
All right. Well, we thank God for each one of you. And we heard somebody have a birthday yesterday. Somebody told us Tyrese Turner had a birthday yesterday. Happy birthday, Tyrese. We love you.
Thank you, Grandma G.
All right. And Tyrese is going to sing a song for us tonight. What are you going to sing, Tyrese?
It's called Awesome.
Awesome. All right. Let us hear it. Awesome.
Our God is awesome. He can move mountains, keep me in the valley, hide me from the rain. Our God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken, strength where I've been weakened, forever He will reign. Our God is awesome, 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 awesome. Our God is awesome, Savior of the whole world, Giver of salvation. By His stripes I am healed. Our God is awesome. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Praise His holy name. Our God is awesome. 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 Our God is awesome.
Amen. He is. Our God is awesome. That's a truthful song. He's awesome and powerful and mighty. We thank you, Tyrese. Tyrese, how old did you turn yesterday on your birthday?
Oh, I turned 17.
Oh, my God, you're catching up with me. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Well, we have the Turner family on with us. Tyrese is a part of that family. They're going to sing a song of praise as well. So we thank God for the Turner family. Good evening, Turner family.
We have the victory.
All righty. Y'all got to sing. We have the victory. All right. Go ahead.
In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, We have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan, you have to flee. Oh, tell me, who shall be able to stand before us when we call on that name? Jesus, 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 we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan, you have to flee. Oh, tell me, who shall be able to stand before us when we call on that name? Jesus, 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 we have the victory.
Amen, amen, amen. I thank God for you all. Thank God for that beautiful song. We do have the victory, and we are thankful for the victory. Thank God, and he is awesome, and he is mighty. And, of course, Jesus loves us. We're so grateful that Jesus loves us. Well, let's see. We're going to switch things just a little bit here tonight. We're going to do a little Bible facts, and then we're going to come back to the message. So I'm going to unmute all the lines, and you can answer some questions if you know them. Bible facts. All righty, I'm unmuting lines here so people can answer questions if they like. Bible facts. Which of the minor prophets said, the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables that he may run that read it. Which one of the minor prophets said that? State your name and the answer.
This is Lily Habakkuk.
Rebecca, good job, Lily. That's awesome. Good job. All right. Next Bible fact. Which book of epistles says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me? Which book of epistles says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me?
This is Levi. Philippians.
Philippians, good job. Thank you, Levi. All right, next question. Which book of the major prophets says, for I know the thoughts I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope?
This is Tyrese. It's Jeremiah.
Jeremiah, good job. We got the Bible scholars over there in Holland, Michigan. All right, last one. Which book of history says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it, and that you may observe to do everything written in it? For then you will make your way prosperous, and you will have good success. Which book of the law says that?
Mary.
All right, Sister Mary.
Joshua.
Yes, Joshua. All right, you guys did a great job. So listen up, everybody. We have Lily Turner on with us. She's going to read something from The Diary of an Unwed Mother, the book that the Lord gave me to write a few years ago. Good evening again, Lily Turner. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. All right, you ready?
Yes, ma'am. The Diary of an Unwed Mother. I am sorrowful. I have regret. And I feel fear. I am horrified. I am shamed. I am ridiculed. I am sorrowful because I am in distress and unhappy over the mistake that I made that led me to being an unwed mother. I have regret because I mourn for the loss of my child, of my life as a child. The freedom I had before I became an unwed mother. I feel fear because I am afraid of the changes taking place in my body. I think I might explode or stretch so much I might burst. I am scared of doctors, hospitals, and especially the pain of giving birth. What is it like? I'm terrified I might die in the process. I get nervous every time I think about what I've done and what I have to go through alone. I am horrified because I feel alone. I'm depressed since I got pregnant. I've had to go through many, many changes in my life. My friends changed their attitudes towards me, and they are free to go out and have fun. Life is not the same for me. I dread seeing the faces of my relatives, people at church, teachers at school, and the list goes on. I feel like a fool. I feel so embarrassed. I did not ask for this. All this happened because I made the choice to have sex and not remain a virgin. It's not worth going through all this for one night of what I thought would be pleasure, but was so painful physically, emotionally, and psychologically. I am shamed because every time I look in the mirror, I feel bad about myself. Every time I look in the eyes of other people, especially my family, I see disappointment and condemnation. I feel they are saying, "Oh, look what she did." Yet no one looks at the boy who had sex with me and left this big lump in my stomach. Some days I feel so bad I want to hide and never be seen again. I must say that even though I feel so bad about getting pregnant and being alone, because my baby's dad did not want me or the baby, I never wanted to abort my baby. I think because of my values and knowing God gave me my baby, I cannot get rid of the precious life on inside of me. Boys never get the blame, only the girls. It's not fair. I am ridiculed because boys make fun of me, especially my brother and his friends. I feel they are mocking me and looking down on me for one mistake that I have to live with the rest of my life. Some mistakes nobody knows but you and God, but this one mistake everybody knows about. Even the baby, when he is older, will know his mom made a mistake before he or she was born. I can't hide it. It's very noticeable, and it will be with me all my life. Nothing can change that.
Thank you, Lily. That was beautiful. That is not Lily's plight. She was just reading that. That came from my book, The Diary of an Unwed Mother, about what many young women go through. We don't want our young women to have to go through that sort of a thing, so we pray that our young women will remain pure virgins until they get married. And when they get married, marriage is honorable, says the Lord. Our message title tonight is Keep Your Underwear On. Keep Your Underwear On. When I was a child, my mama used to say to me, keep your drawers, meaning panties, your underwear up and your dress down. Now, I didn't understand that statement when I was a little girl, but later on I learned that the interpretation of that was, don't have sex. You're too young. You have no husband. You are not physically, psychologically, or emotionally ready. When we do things before we are ready, problems happen that we cannot handle. They used to say, if you play with fire, you will get burned. Listen, lust starts fires. It's so strong, passion from being in the heat of the night. Let's look at the scripture and the holy word and see what God says about underwear. Keep your underwear on, whether your underwear are briefs, boxer shorts, panties, underpanties, lingerie, jockey shorts, drawers, whatever you call it. The Bible says, flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. So, you know, this is University of Biblical Studies. You need your Bibles. So if you will turn with me to Exodus 28, verse 42. Our message title is, keep your underwear on. Now, during the time of the Bible, they had priests, and the priests were told to wear linen breeches, and these breeches were to cover their nakedness, and Exodus 28:42 will tell us that. Who would like to read Exodus 28:42 for us? Anybody who has it, Exodus 28:42.
This is Sister Annette, and Exodus 28:42, and thou shalt make them linen breeches to cover their nakedness, from the loins even unto the thighs they shall reach.
All right, thank you so much. These were priestly garments, clothes. They were to cover their nakedness. And so are we. The title of our message, keep your underwear on. We have to run from lust. Teenagers as well have to run from lust. Avoid lust. It is avoid it like a dreadful disease. Avoid it like you would the coronavirus or like you would cancer or some dread disease. You can say what can I do as a teen? You can follow righteousness, faith, charity, love, which is love, peace with others, young people, old people, people who follow God have to have pure hearts. Now, during that time, in the Bible time, in Exodus 28:42, when the priests had on their garments, the people saw the garments that the priests had on, but God saw the heart of the priest, and he saw underneath the robe, and if the priest did not have on his breeches, undergarments, then they would die. Now, in Psalms 25, would someone like to read that? Psalms 25, verse 7. Someone find that for us. So, God knows you may have on clothes and not have on your underclothes, but God knows what you have on underneath, and God watches what we have on. So we have to keep our underwear on. We have to keep, that means keep pure before God. Does anyone have Psalms 25, verse 7?
This is Tyrese.
Okay.
Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me, for thy goodness' sake, O Lord.
Yeah. I know at my age, you know, I look back and I'm like, Lord, don't remember those foolish, terrible things that I did as a teenager, as a youth growing up. Remember me, Lord God, for my goodness sake, the things that I've done now as I've gotten older, that I've gotten wisdom, that I've learned some good common sense. Remember those things. Please, Lord, don't remember those foolish things I did. Now, Ecclesiastes 11:9 says, do not follow evil. when you are young, because there are consequences for doing wrong. Now, that's not what the scripture says, but I'm summarizing it for us. Do right in the sight of God, the omnipresent one. God sees everything. He knows our heart. He knows what we're going to do before we do it. He's the one who is everywhere at the same time. You know, when we slept with somebody else, God knew it. He was right there in the room. He saw everything. God sees everything. He knows everything. Nothing is secret from God. You know, many times I'm sure I have disappointed God by my actions, but I have repented and asked the Lord to forgive me for everything I did in my young life, foolishness. God knows what young people think, and to be specific, God knows everything. So nothing is secret from God. God knows everything I think, everything you think. He knows what we'll do in the future. He knows what we'll do even this very second or the next second, what we will do and what we're doing now. So God wants us to be holy. He wants us to be righteous. He says, be ye holy as I am holy. How can we be holy like God when we're young people? You know, young people think, oh, my God, they just don't want me to have fun. It's not that. It's that we have gotten consequences for doing the wrong thing. Adam and Eve got consequences for what they did wrong. And, it's not a good thing. I would rather have rewards than consequences. So when we do the right thing, God is going to reward us. So there are characteristics of living a holy life. You may say, how can I be holy like God when I'm young, when I'm a teenager? You can be holy like God. God said, worship him in the beauty of holiness. Psalms 27, 1 through 6. It says, serve the Lord with holiness. Mark 9:33. Be holy as I am holy, says the Lord. Leviticus chapter 1, 1 through 3. Be humble. Love. Have love, tolerance, discipline. Now, that is a word that even adults struggle with, discipline. Even tolerance, but discipline. A lot of people that are godly people and ungodly struggle with discipline. Discipline in their total lives. Discipline to get up in the morning, you know, at a certain time, or discipline to go to bed at night, discipline to eat certain things or not eat certain things. Discipline, it requires giving up a lot to be disciplined. Discipline in your study of the word, it requires a lot to study the word. It requires a lot to turn the TV off, to turn the cell phone off, to study the word of God. You have to be disciplined. Be at peace. Be faithful to God. We allow and tolerate sin in our own lives, but we're intolerant of sin in the lives of other people. We often say, or we point the finger at other people, but we do the same thing. We tell them, don't tell a lie, and we make excuses when we lie, and we think it's okay. But when someone else lies, we jump all over them. You know you lying. You know you ain't telling the truth. We are hard on them. But when we lie, we make an excuse. And we think that it's okay if we do. So we have to remember that the Bible says in the Message Bible, Luke 6:42, it's easy to see a smudge on your neighbor's face and be oblivious to the ugly sneer on your face. Do you have the nerve to say, let me wash your face for you when your own face is distorted by contempt? We know better than that. you know mentally about playing holier than thou. Instead, we have to admit that we have faults too and look in the mirror at our own faults, wipe away our ugly sneer off our faces, and you might be able to fit, we might be fit to offer a washcloth to our neighbor or our friend. You know how we were at teenagers, we did the dozen. Yeah, your mama this, your daddy this, you that, and the other. The title of our message is Keep Your Underwear On. You know, we were just having fun when we called it the dozen, picking at each other. But sometimes adults, you know, we have a big old telephone pole in our eye, and somebody else may have a pencil in their eye, and we point it, we point the finger at them. But we have to remember that we all sin and come short of the glory of God. And the title, Keep Your Underwear On. You know, when you don't keep your underwear on and you sin, sexual sins, you get guilty. You begin to feel guilt. We have to live pure lives. Purity is freedom from adulteration and contamination. You know, some things get very contaminated. That's why, you know, during the coronavirus, a lot of people wore gloves. They wear masks because you don't want to be contaminated by the germs that are in the atmosphere, by the germs maybe on a door you have to go through to touch. So we want to be free from immorality, especially sexual immorality. It's being innocent. When you're free from it, you're innocent, you're clean, you're unmixed, you're spotless, you're genuine, you're sincere. Freedom from guilt. We have to maintain purity at all costs. Purity is the practice of living as a Christian. We are commanded to be holy in Leviticus 19:2. Now, 2 Samuel 2:22 says, pursue purity. Run after it. Look for it. Purity. God told his priest to wear the underwear and live holy. God told his priest to wear trousers to cover their nakedness. And we have to do the same thing. We have to wear our underclothes to cover our nakedness. Purity opens the door for God to live in us. When we become stained, our garments have spots, lying, cheating, stealing, whatever, God cannot live in us. We run him out. And we're not trying to run God out. We're trying to run into his presence so he can live in us. God's standard is purity. Virginity is until you get married. It's not forever. It's until you get married. But purity is for life. Virginity is physical. Purity is emotional and mental. The Bible says, pure heart, clean hands. Purity is a heart issue. Purity isn't visible. Let's turn to Proverbs. Let's everybody take your Bibles, turn to Proverbs chapter 31. Proverbs chapter 31. That's an awesome story about a king, a young king. I mean, he was young. He was a young king. Let's go to Proverbs 31. We usually turn to Proverbs 31 when we want to look at the life of, you know, the woman whose price was very far above rubies. But today we're going to look at 31 starting at verse 1. Starting at verse 1. Would someone read Proverbs chapter 1 for me? Proverbs 31, verse 1, I'm sorry. While you're looking for it, I'm going to be reading. The title of our message is Keep Your Underwear On. God gave us parents and you parents, young people, to protect us, to provide, to advise us and inform us about things that are pitfalls. so he won't get into the traps and snares that the devil wants us to get into. That's how he caught Adam and Eve. He got them into a trap. He skillfully lied to them. And that's how he do us. He knows, he knew their weaknesses, see, and he knows our weaknesses. So he comes in the weak areas. But God has plans for each of us. No matter what age we are, he has plans. Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the thoughts, the plans I have of you. They are good and not evil. Plans to give you a good future and a hope. I haven't forgotten that scripture yet. You are some traps the devil has for you. Young people, these are some traps the devil has for you. Unwanted pregnancies, daddy, mama, babies, abortions, sex trafficking, slavery, drugs, prostitution, crime scene, prison scene. Now, drugs, any kind of addiction, these are the things that the traps the devil have for us. Next week, we're going to be discussing the traps, traps and snares of the devil. Next week, we're going to be talking about the pit life for our youth, the pit life. So, who has Proverbs 31, verse 1? Read it for me.
This is Micah. The words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him.
All right. King Lemuel was a young man, and his parents taught him, particularly his mother. She taught King Lemuel the ways of God. She gave him instructions as a mother. She called him a king. I call each of you young men kings. I call each of you young women queens. You on by a University of Biblical Studies, boys to men, girls to ladies. The men, I call you kings. The women, I call you queens. 1 Peter 2:9 says you are a chosen people, a chosen generation. You are, you who are on this line, you are chosen by God. You are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. We're not like other people. You're not like other children. I don't care how you try to fit in, you can't fit in with the crowd, the world's team. You can't fit in. Even me, I don't fit in. Some church people I don't fit in with. Some holy people, you know, is who we should fit in with, all holy people. But the crowd, no, we are set apart. Romans 12:2 says, don't be conformed to this world. Don't act like children that don't claim to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. He said, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Renew your mind daily. One, how do we renew our minds? One, read the Word of God, the Bible.
Yes.
Study the Word of God, the Bible. Obey the Word of God, the Bible.
The Bible.
That you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and what is acceptable. Some people have no discernment. They don't understand. They don't know God's word. You tell them a familiar scripture. In the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. You ask them, where is that? They go like, they don't know. Been sitting on the church bench for 40, 50 years. Don't know the word. Don't study the word. So the devil can come in and trick us when we don't know the word. So King Lemuel's mother said to him, son, let me tell you, you must have appropriate behavior. How should you behave? Because you are a king, your father is the king, his father is the king, and you were born into royalty. And that goes for all of us. We were born into royalty. Not like worldly kings, but godly kings. Not like worldly queens, but godly queens that belong to Father God. I birthed you, said his mother, King Lemuel told her, her son. King Lemuel's mother said to him, I birthed you. I carried you in my womb 9 months. I dedicated you to God. I advise you strongly to abstain from sex. Do not have sex until you get married. And even more than that, dedicate your life to God. Live holy and be holy as God is holy. This will help you first think on these things, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report. Be virtuous, King Lemuel. All of the kings and queens on this line, be virtuous. Have high moral standards. The world don't keep their underwear on. They don't find a reason to keep it on. They like as young as 9 and 10 years old. They don't keep their underwear on. They out there doing, pulling their underwear down. Young people, young children. As children, as queens and kings, we have to have high moral standards. We have to praise God daily and think on those things. Who can quote Philippians 4:8 for me? Who can quote that? Philippians 4:8. Somebody, anybody, find it in the scripture, read it, quote it, whatever. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. What does it say? Y'all looking for it? I hope you're looking for it. Somebody almost have it. Philippians 4:8. I hear him turning the word, turning in the Bible. All right, you have it?
Hey, Philippians.
Philippians 4:8.
All right.
This is Sister Annette.
Okay, go ahead.
Me?
Yes, read it.
Okay. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things.
Yes, thank you so much. So these are the things we have to fill our minds with. You know, sometimes we fill our minds with filth. Oh, yeah, you know, the young men. Let me see if I could get Sally tonight. No, well, after I leave Sally's house, I'm going to go to Jane's house. And the girls are doing the same thing. They looking, let me see, let me call Joe. Well, no, let me call Joe. After Joe leaves, then they call Sam. And, you know, they're doing the same thing. Now, it's nothing new under the sun. Old people did the same thing. Same thing young people are thinking about, old people thought about them when they were your age, too. So we had to repent and turn to God. But listen, there are expensive consequences, high consequences for sin. So King Lemuel's mother said, son, my son, if you give your strength to women, if you have sex with a girl, it would destroy you. That's in, let's go back to that scripture in Proverbs 31. We're going to look at verse 2, Proverbs 31. Who wants to read it for me? Somebody, anybody, everybody.
This is Lily.
Okay.
What, my son? And what the son of my womb? And what the son of my vows?
Okay, keep reading. Stop at verse 7.
Give not thy strength unto women, nor thy ways, which destroyeth kings. It is not for kings, O Lemuel. It is not for kings to drink wine, nor princes strong drink, lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted. Give strong drink unto him that is ready to perish, and wine unto those that may be of heavy hearts. Let him drink and forget his poverty, and remember his misery no more.
All right. Thank you, Lily. You're a great reader. I appreciate you. So King Lemuel's mother was telling him how to avoid the pitfalls of life. She said, look here, don't be having sex with these girls because it's going to take your physical strength from you. And then when you're older, it's going to affect your body. So don't give your strength to women. Don't, and young women, don't give your strength to a man, to young men, or any man. It will destroy you. It will destroy you as a queen. It will destroy you as a king. It is not for kings, Lemuel. It's not for queens to drink wine. So when you drink, it lets your defenses down. Your mind has been messed with when you're drinking alcohol. It changes your mind. It loosens you. It makes you get to the point where you don't even think straight when you're drinking wine. So he said, okay, don't drink. Don't drink, princes. Strong drink. For if you drink, you forget the law. It changes your mind. You say, oh, yeah, God, I know what you said, but I just going to have one. Then you have one, then another one, then another one. Pretty soon, your defenses are down. A woman approached you, and she said, boy, you are good looking. Oh, you're so good looking. Then your defenses are down. You don't have any defenses. She's telling her son, listen, you have to fight. You have to flee sexual. You have to flee sexual impurity. And if you are drinking, your defense is going to be down, and you can't flee like you need to flee. Like Joseph, when the king's wife grabbed his coat, he ran and left the coat. So we have to be like that. We got to run from sin. We got to flee, run from it. So she said, listen, my son, if you give your strength to women, have sex with a girl, have sex, it will destroy your purity. It will destroy your relationship with God. It will destroy your relationship with yourself. Guilt and condemnation will rule your life. Guilt, a feeling of have done something wrong. Condemnation, very strong disapproval of yourself. So we have to think about those things before we get into those kind of situations. You need to be taught about those things so you can choose to do the right thing. If you're not taught these things, you don't know. You just go right into the trap like a dumb sheep. Dumb sheep, they ain't taught. You can't teach them. They're unteachable. You try to tell them to go this way. They all going to go the way they want to go. But we're not like that. King Lemuel's mother taught him, and I'm your mother. I'm your spiritual mother, young people, and I'm teaching you. Don't go the way of the world. You know, the world think, oh, yeah, we just going to party hardy all night long, and they think it's no consequences. I'm here to tell you, sometimes you go to a party, they drugging in one room, sexing in another room. They doing all sorts of things, that unspeakable things. So I'm going to tell you like King Lemuel's mother told him, avoid fornication, avoid strong drink, avoid addictions. Now, it's on you. We have choices, yes. We can choose to do whatever we want to do, but there are consequences to when you do wrong. Like there's a song used to say, you can't do wrong and get by. And that's very true. You cannot do wrong and get by because consequences come. But we don't want consequences. I don't know about you, but I want blessings. I want blessings instead of consequences. Anybody have any questions, comments about the lesson? Anything you want to say? All the lines are unmuted. You can add to the. Hello? Y'all talking loud in your mind, but I can't hear you. I don't read mine. So speak out loud. I need to hear you. Hello? Nobody. Okay, that means nobody have nothing to say. Y'all quiet. I hope quietness means that the message, you know, sunk in, that you gained something from the lesson, that you listened to what the Lord gave me to teach tonight. So now it's on our co-host. Our co-host tonight is Micah. It's on you, Miss Brother Micah.
It's time for the word, an encouraging word from Pastor John Turner.
Praise the Lord. I give God praise for everything he's doing right now. I like to give a call of salvation right now in the name of Jesus. Whatever you have done, it doesn't matter. Anything secret, it doesn't matter. The Lord sees all things. And my thing is, here's how we're going to do it. We're going to be real with the Lord on this one here. You know, we're going to break it out like this. We're going to draw from the well that we don't never have to drink our thirst again. We'll just, Lord, create in me a clean heart. If you can repeat after me, you all in radio land, whatever you are, wherever you are. Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew in me the right spirit. Help me to make right decisions. I have sinned against you and only you. You know what I have done, but I confess and repent to you now. I receive you, Lord God. I accept you, and I allow you to be head of my life. You take control of me. I allow you to complete the work in me that you have began, that you have begun in me. Lord God, I give you praise. We bind up anything. We cause a major interruption into the enemy's atmosphere right now. Every altar collapse and be consumed by fire right now in the name of Jesus. We come against anything that will try to hinder the blessings that you have bestowed upon the ones that just came into the faith. We glorify your name, and I thank you, Lord, for Romans 10 and 9. Please read Romans 10 and 9 and confess it with your whole heart. Believe that Jesus died on the cross for your sins. He was mangled. He was unrecognizable. He was beaten for your sins. You don't have to go through pain in your life. You don't have to go through all the struggles and the stress and the worries of life. He did all that for you on the cross. Don't pick it up. He did this for you, and God raised him up from the dead. So now, if you believe that in your heart and you confess it with your mouth, you are saved, and we glorify God with you as a unit. We're going to talk today about sex. Talk about sex today. And I have a story to share with you. I was a drug dealer back in some days, and that comes with the territory, going to parties and serving the crowd. And so the real talk here, you have to be real with yourself. You have to know where I've been in order to know where I'm going, you know, because I'm not going to sugarcoat anything. Now, I was at this party, and here's how the enemy did these two girls. The neighborhood claims what is theirs, what they think is theirs. So they pull up to these girls, and this was a bachelor party, and they were telling us, this is how I know this. And they lured them into the car and told them $100 if you dance for us. All you got to do is take off your top. So the thing is, the girls end up in the room, and it's a bunch of men that looks like beasts, like they just got out of prison, like it is got out of college football players, you know. and it's a bachelor party, so you know it's all men. So these girls get up there. They take the other girl. The girl leaves the other girl. They're at the party. They lured her into the bathroom. And all you can hear now is one guy going in, two guys, three guys, four guys. It was eight guys. They were going in. So we had to just get out of that party because we didn't want no part of that. You know, I'm a drug dealer. I can't, I don't get down like that. So, and you have more around. So when I get back, we think we're stepping into a party and we step into a clear room. But guess who's left on the ground? Guess who's left in the bathroom and is smoked out, full of drugs, weed, everything? The girl. So the ones that I was with, they go. I pick the girl up with the blanket and lay her on the bed. Everything bleeding. Her bottom is bleeding. Her mouth is bleeding. Her head is bleeding. Her eyes is bleeding. So I say all this to let you know the enemy has lures. He's a sifter, and he has patience. He grows with the young people. If you let him, parents, if you allow your children, understand the sources. These are the sources that he uses. You want them to look at Disney movies? You better watch it with them. You better watch it first. Understand, because it's a lure. You have Princess and the Frog. Oh, awesome movie. It's witchcraft in that movie. Oh, we have Frozen. Look at it closely. It's teaching you how to be lawless, live a lawlessness. Now they have another Frozen. Now it's ladies being lesbians. Understand, we have to speak up, and we have to take it out of our homes. It's a lure. How they got those girls in the car? Hey, baby, I give you $100. Come on, girl. Come on, girl. We ain't going to do nothing to you. All right, you're just going to take it off and shake it a little bit. $100. That girl left with a bandage, with bandage around her head because it was bleeding. Her face was swollen. Her mouth bleeding. Her behind bleeding because they used every hole. And it wasn't them. It was the enemy on them to take her purity. Because she got lured. And here's the sources that he uses. Movies. Commercials. You got everything in skinny jeans now. You got workout gear. I see people at the church going to church with workout gear. Look like spandex. We need to start reverencing God again. We need to start doing it like the Ark of the Covenant. When we come in there, present ourselves. Look, hey, like you said, wear the robe. Get them undergarments on. You ain't got to. We don't need sexy Christians. We need real Christians, not sensitive Christians. The other sources are friends, the internet. You have everything you need on the internet, and it has access to you as well as you have access to everything on it. Everything that he uses, he has a plan with it, so you can't think clearly. It all starts with disobedience. Wash the dishes. That's all he needs, and everything is attached to you now. Boom, 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 boom. Take out the trash. Boom. That's all he needs. And for us adults, praise God, seek me. Okay, I seek you, but I got a job. You know, I've been working too much. That's all he needs in order for him. He says, okay, disobedient. We as parents need to keep the blessing, the lid off the house so the blessing can pour in. How can we do that when we're being disobedient? So if we're disobedient, it's going to trickle down. So you got to watch it. Watch what happens. So you have to look at the tactics of the enemy. We can know the word, but we need to know the enemy knows the word better than us. Look where he came from. He came from heaven. That's where we're going. That's where we're striving for. But he's been there and failed at it miserably. But he hates you because he knows what's up there. He knows what you have and the access that you have there. He knows all the riches and all the glory. So therefore, he wants to take you and your children out. Music is a big source. He was a cheap musician. So everything repetition. Apple bottom jeans, the boots with the fur, and all the club was looking at her. Everybody runs out and buy apple bottom jeans, and now you got the girl in the floor. She hit the floor. Next thing you know, shorty got low. Now everybody getting low on the floor. Now this is what you need to understand. If the world can tell you details, why are we not giving our children details and taking this mess out of our homes? We have to go back. We have to stop, and we have to think, and like I said last week, process the whole thing, because you have to understand the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and he banks on you slipping. He loves when you slip. He said, I'm going to use music as a tool to make them move their body seductively, that it won't be, that I can make a woman weak. He makes the woman weak when she look at the man doing all the sexual dances. He makes the man wants the girl and get between her legs. He wants to get between the legs. What happened to King Herod? Let's pause here real quick, and let's go to Mark 6 and 21. I'm going to have my son dive in as well with me. Let's go.
And when a convenient day was come, that Herod, on his birthday, made a supper to his lords, his captains, and chief estates of Galilee. And when the daughter of the said Herodias came in and danced, and pleased Herod, and them that sat with him, the king said unto the damsel, ask of me whatsoever thou wilt, and I will give it thee.
There you go. So, this is the thing. We get to see what happens when the dance come on in the music. We get to see when you lust with your eyes like you already committed to sin. This man said, I will give you up to half of my kingdom. Just let me see you move your body. And this is what's going on today. The enemy standing by waiting. This is what he's doing. He's waiting on us to slip. I was telling my children today, I said, "It's he grows with you." So my thing is, it's the same way with me. You won't clean your room if I say, hey, look, I'm going to give you three M&Ms. When you were 5 years old, they will clean the room. Boom. Three M&Ms? Okay, daddy, you got anything else? Now it goes to cookies. Now you get the enemy. He grows with you. He knows what you like. He can't read your thoughts, but he'll get you like this. Oh, what kind of ice cream you want? I got vanilla right here. Oh, I don't like vanilla. I like butter pecan. I got that too. Okay, but I like mint chocolate too. But I got that too. Wait a minute. Where is he pulling all his ice cream out? He got one bag. It's like 18 clowns getting out the car. Man, where are you guys coming from in this little car? But I'm telling you guys right now, I'm telling all you loved ones, all I need you guys to think and process everything. Right now they have Planned Parenthood. I just looked it up today. You have this right here. They call it safe sex. It's called blood play. Anal sex. Or object use. Period sex. Knife cutting. Wait a minute, knife cutting? Oh, yes, knife cutting. They think that it's pleasure to cut yourself and bleed. They said that's a form of sexual acts when you can rub your blood on each other. Fake blood. They're using all this while the saints are still going up and telling the people you can live free from sin, when the enemy is telling me, let me entice you with something here. Let me lure you. All I need is disobedience, and when I have disobedience, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to make them kill themselves with pleasure. I need them to kill themselves with pleasure because I can't touch them. They have to allow me to do it first. If you're not aware of the devil's schemes, he will grow with you. Rated R movies. He's settled. Then there's X-rated. Now he's waiting on you just to create an opportunity. He can't create the opportunity unless you allow it. Then it's going to present itself like it did the girls. It's going to present itself. So I'm telling you to watch out. Learn. Lord, make me aware. We have the song. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. Let's say, Lord, prepare me to be aware for the things that are coming on this earth that's going to make men's heart fail them, because sin is only going to increase. So we have to increase with the word of God. We have to increase with knowing how to move through and get out, what weapons to use, what tactics to use.
Like Mother G was saying today, Sister G was saying today, I was out jogging. And she saw two women. We have to be ready for use because we all are vessels. I love you all, and I give God praise for this thing here that we have going on, and I pray that everything, no hindrance, can come to us and try to take or sift out what was said tonight. We bind up everything, all five senses of the enemy. May they now be chaotic. We send an interruption right now to his thought pattern right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We send him into utterly chaos and confusion right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we bind these things to our heart. Let them rest with us in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I love you all.
Amen. We thank God for that encouraging word from Pastor Turner. It was a raw word, an on-time word. We got to stop giving our children milk when they're teenagers. We got to give them meat, the meat of the word that's going to cut all the crap out of them. All that stuff that they hear on Facebook, we got to pay attention. Our children can teach us now things that, you know, all the sexual stuff, all the things that, you know, our eye gates, our ear gates, our, you know, mind should not even hear or see or think about. We have to teach our children to think on particular things. Philippians 4:8 tells us how to think. So we have to keep our children's minds pure. Like Pastor Turner said, we can't be letting them watch all kind of, you know, filthy rated X, rated R, whatever. We got to pay attention to what they're watching. And we have to see. Because sometimes we look at something, we don't even know what we're looking at. But it's the hidden messages, subliminal messages. The young people know what's going on. They could teach us some things. So we got to pay attention. But it's closing time. Just before we close, does anyone have any special prayer requests? Any special prayer requests tonight? All right. Well, it's on you, co-host. And then I'm going to pray.
We are so grateful to each of you for being a part of University of Biblical Studies, Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies. We appreciate you and look forward to hearing from you each week.
All right, don't forget, keep your underwear on. Keep your underwear on. That was the title of the message tonight. We got to keep our underwear on because somebody may not know it, that you don't have them on, but God knows. He sees everything. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for your presence tonight on University of Biblical Studies, Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. We thank you for all that you downloaded in us tonight, oh God. Everything that you taught us for life and godliness, we appreciate, oh God. Help us in the name of Jesus to apply your word to our daily lives. Help us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to think on things that are pure, things that are lovely, things that are honest, things that are of a good report. Help us to have high moral standards, O God. Help us, Lord God, to be obedient to you, to abstain from sex unless we are married, O God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for everything that you taught us tonight. We agree with your plans for our lives. Bless our young people like never before. Snatch them out the pit and help them to get to the palace in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, each and every person who came on tonight, who's on tonight, we thank you for them, for their families. We lift up every concern that they may have. We leave it at your feet. Your yoke is easy. Your burdens are light. So I say to each of you, have a God-filled night, a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. Don't forget, praise the Lord like you never have before. It's praying time. And, Lord, we thank you, Father God, for keeping us protected from the coronavirus. We pray for our nation, every family to be protected, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we pray for mass salvation to hit our nation like a flood in the name of Jesus. that people will be saved that didn't even know your name before, Lord God. We bless and honor you, and we say thank you in Jesus' name. We honor your presence, and we give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Anybody have anything they want to say before we close out? We're getting ready to close out.
Praise
all
the
right.
Lord, Sister G.
We love you.
Love y'all too. I'm sorry. Go ahead, young lady. What's your name?
This is Sister Roxy. Praise the Lord, saints. I came on late, but I enjoyed the word, and thank you for sending out the touch. Amen.
All right. We're glad to hear from you again, Sister Roxy. Thank you so much for coming on. God bless you and your family. All righty. Anybody else have anything they want to say before we close out?
God bless and good night.
All right. God bless you too, Sister Nat. Good night. All right. Good night, everybody. I love you all. God loves you more.
Good night.
He loves you.
We love you too.
Love y'all. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.